This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the fun.
7 minutes after the hour, time for another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and yes, I am an American Family Farmer, as well as being an American broadcaster, here to call attention to things that are going on with the American Family Farmer and the businesses that are run, the ranches that are run by families, a lot of businesses that supply or help the American Family Farmer go through farm life and farm business. Very important. So those are our focus, plus the locavores who use the food, the products that we produce. So we have with us in a few minutes Brian Smith, who works with Americans for Farmers and Families. We'll have, obviously, a lot to talk about here, his personal story as a farmer, what he's experienced, and some of the things that are of concern to all of us who are paying attention to all this talk about the trade war and what impact that will have on us. Here's something else that I want to talk about for a few minutes, and it's really the story of a farmer. Maybe you know a farmer who's doing this sort of thing. The gentleman that I'm talking about is a farmer named David Nowowski, who's a chicken and pig farmer in East Smithfield, Pennsylvania. We all know what's going on in the retail food business at the moment, whether it's Walmart or Amazon, Peapod, all of these are these companies are fighting for a piece of the food delivery business. So how does the local farmer, like Mr. Nowowski, how does he compete? Well, he does what they do. He started a service that delivers locally all the things that he produces on his farm, whether it's meat, chicken, cheeses, vegetables that he grows. He's delivering to homes across three counties in Pennsylvania. He collects food from other farms and transports it to residents. They place their orders online. So he and his wife go out. They travel 92 miles in their minivan pretty much every day, going in a different direction. They pick up food from farms. They drop it off at farms. They're even selling to taverns and restaurants and that sort of thing. But you can order online, and then they'll deliver it, and it's the same day. So even venison has been delivered. There is a Whole Foods store about 100 miles away, so maybe it makes it easier for them because they're in rural Pennsylvania. But they're delivering eggs and milk and all kinds of things. I thought it was a pretty interesting, you know, we're all complaining a little bit, or at least we're all aware and would like to know how to challenge. Well, maybe you have a number of farmers in your area, you get three, four, or five of them together, they pull it. It's sort of like a CSA, the community-supported agricultural memberships that you can get on a lot of farms, or you can buy them sometimes when the farmers' markets are opening later on this month in a lot of areas around the country. You can sign up for a CSA with farms that are at these events. But I thought this fellow deserved some treatment. He deserved some, he just deserved recognition because he came up with something that really is it's the epitome of not only the family farmer, but the American way of doing things. See a problem and fix it. Deal with it. So these two people really, man, I'll talk about working hard. They are up with the usual farm before dawn. They feed their chickens. They have some cows as well. They then, over this past winter when they started it, a lot of bad weather in Pennsylvania, so they had a badly icy roads, and obviously, it cost them money to go around. The gasoline isn't cheap. They have a vehicle. They believe in this. And I think, frankly, deep down in my gut, I believe in it too. They pick up lettuce, and they're even they're getting sourdough from one of the farms that has a bakery. And the families that are willing to pay for the service, because they charge a delivery fee, which they ought to, and they've got their own thing. They have chickens and eggs. They have chickens and hens. People who come from the city don't know what the difference is. Kara, do you know the difference between a chicken and a hen? Let's find out how the young millennials work through this.
Hens lay eggs. Do chickens also lay eggs?
No, that's good. You did. You're right.
Is that the right answer?
Yeah. Hens.
Thanks.
Hens lay. Well, thank you. Hens lay eggs. Chickens are used for meat. Not that old hens that stop laying aren't used. As a matter of fact, what you find, if you have a bowl of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, what you're getting are the old hens that don't lay anymore. It's the same as what McDonald's does. McDonald's, the hamburger that you get at McDonald's, comes from old retired cows that go to the slaughterhouse because they're not usable for the dairy anymore. And so that's what, I'm proud of you, Kara. I didn't think you knew the difference between a chicken and a hen. I wasn't trying to trap you. I just didn't wonder.
Well, I feel very proud of myself that I was able to pull that out of my hat.
Yeah, me too. All right, so anyway, I don't want to belabor this. I just think this is a great idea. These folks raise pigs on their farm as well. So they have pork that they deliver, they have chicken that they deliver, they have eggs they deliver from their farm, and then they have other things they get from the other farms, and they go around delivering it, and it's just a neat thing. And they both had other jobs. Many people who are on the farm, that's another sort of tragedy of the American family farmer reality, is can't make enough money on the farm, so you got to have other jobs. But now they don't have the other jobs because they've managed to pick up enough money to survive with their farm and the delivery. They're okay. But imagine, they do their normal morning chores, and they're out delivering at 9 o'clock. They deliver from 9 to 5 in this 90-mile area. And they come back and they have to do their chores again. By the time they're done, it's probably 7:30, 8 o'clock. That's usually what happens on my farm. By the time we're done with everything, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock. So congratulations to the Nowickies. And the idea that we pass along to you is, think about it. It's sort of, in a way, farmers love co-ops. And in a way, it's a selling cooperative to battle against the likes of Amazon. And they're bound to have an impact. Amazon and Walmart, I mean, they're going to have an impact. So if you're having that same problem in your area, start delivering. Get a bunch of people together and help yourself. All right, there it is. A word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. Here's another word I want you to consider. ZipRecruiter.com. It's a name of a company that works through the hundreds of job boards that are around the country where you can post your CV, your resume, and ZipRecruiter.com/DJV will put you looking for a job together with a company that's looking for someone who has the talents you do, and before you know it, you're the right candidate for a new job at a big company or a little company, but a wonderful company. They want you. You want them. It's a match made in heaven. And the match wouldn't be possible were it not for ZipRecruiter, which puts its smart matching technology to work, notifying qualified candidates about the job that you have within minutes of the job being posted and within minutes of their post going up on one of these leading job boards. So do yourself a favor. If you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. Find out how well it'll put your job position with a qualified job candidate. Immediate results are yours when you post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. That's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4887. 866 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Yesterday, we told you about the Ego electric skateboard that not only boasts an 18-mile range on one charge, but is controlled with a Bluetooth remote. Lane Walkoff from Ego Skateboards explains how the Bluetooth works.
You turn on the board, and then you turn on the remote control, which is a wireless Bluetooth remote, and it has a slide that you slide forward to advance, and then you slide it back towards you to hit the brakes. Going downhills, hacking that brake function is a lot of fun. If you're bombing down a hill and it's steep, when you get going faster than the 13 mile an hour top speed, it's nice to have that brake function.
Check out unique.com for more on the Ego skateboard. Unique is spelled UNEEC.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
On the American Family Farmer, joining us now is Brian Smith, who is a Penn State grad, has a degree in electrical engineering technology. Man, you got to say that one slowly, otherwise you'll get tripped up. He was hired out of college by a shipbuilding firm, Newport News, Virginia, Dry Dock Company in Newport News, Virginia, worked on nuclear submarines doing electrical design, and then he moved back to Pennsylvania to work as a biomed tech for Wayne Memorial Hospital. He started working for a dairy farmer, milking cows in his days off. Got married in the 1980s, started his own dairy, small farm. 1993 comes along, Brian and his wife buy a larger farm. And now we pick up the story there because they're still on the farm. Brian Smith, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Well, thank you for having me, Doug. I appreciate being on your show.
Well, I want to know more about you and your background. So you went to Penn State. Are you a farm kid?
No, I was not raised on a farm. My dad was a lift truck mechanic for a local paper factory. And, you know, I always thought I'd be working in a factory or doing something like that. When I graduated high school, I decided a lot of my friends were going to college, so I was going to go. So that's all history. And when I moved back to Pennsylvania, I actually met a girl who was raised on a dairy farm. And it kind of makes me a little emotional. But she had a wonderful way of life. You know, I recognized that life on the farm was extraordinary. Their family was extraordinary, and that's what I wanted for myself. So, you know, I started working on a farm, and it was kind of a dream of mine to become a farmer, and so I did.
How hard was it for you to learn about cows and milking?
Well, you know, I had a really good mentor. There was an older gentleman, a German fellow, and he was a long-time dairy farmer, and he kind of took me under his wing, and he taught me some very, very important basics, you know, on nutrition, how to do cropping. He taught me that, you know, one of the most important lessons was these cows are to work for you. You are not to work for these cows. So, you know, I always try to keep that in mind, and I learned a lot from that old gentleman.
Yeah, there's a lot to be learned. There's no question about that. I grew up around cows, so I had a little ahead. I was a little ahead than many, certainly in the town that I grew up in. There weren't many people around cows. I was probably the only kid in high school that had any knowledge about cows or even wanted to be around cows. But it provides you with something that you, until you experience it, you never really know what other people are talking about. You can hear them, and I hear that in your voice. This is something you found and you loved, so we're going to work on that premise in a few moments as we continue here, 21 after the hour.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, the American Family Farmer. Each week, the conversations we have are synthesized, and we sort of focus on the high spots and present you a podcast every week. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you can get the essence of the most recent conversation we've had, the tips that are aimed. The program has this one thing in mind, and that is to help family farmers and the people who love the product that come from the farms. We have with us Brian Smith, who is a Penn State grad, a first-generation farmer, got 6 children and a grandfather now. You don't sound old enough to have that many. Well, how do you sound old or not, depending on how many children you got? But the grandfather of 11, God love you. You've been very active in local politics, so that's cool. One of the reasons that I wanted to have you here is because this Americans for Farmers and Families website and the organization is important. I was just reading something in the Wall Street Journal yet again today with a focus on the trade wars. U.S.-China tensions are highlighted, and that's going to affect agriculture, it's going to affect travel, that sort of thing. So what do you think in terms of where are we now in all this? Let's do that, Brian. Let's discuss where we are now in terms of what farmers like you and bigger farmers are experiencing with, let's say, NAFTA or some of the other trade agreements that we have. How do they negatively or positively impact you and yours?
Well, so that's pretty large scale when you start talking about NAFTA. And when you start talking about all the different things, you know, the commodities that NAFTA in Pennsylvania, chocolate, prepared foods and beverages, you know, that's all important to our economy. You know, with jobs, that's about 1,521,000 jobs, and in earnings at $69 billion. So that's pretty big, you know. So we're talking grand designs and big plans and things that I don't have a lot of details on. You know, I know the president is working on NAFTA, and I know that he's trying to play some hardball, and I hope that we get a modernized NAFTA, and I hope that we get something that works for our economies, and I hope that it's something that provides some income back to the farm. You know, one of the problems that we're having is we have second-generation kids trying to take over the farm right now, and the money that they're getting back for the product that they produce isn't working.
No.
The one thing that we have to remember, you know, that if we look at our businesses as a business, and this has been a problem with agriculture for a long time, people aren't running their businesses like they're businesses. The very basic premise of a business is you have to take in more than it costs you to produce the product. And for many, many years, we do not. You know, I heard you talking a little bit about the Nowickies and how hard they work. We get up at 3:30 in the morning. We go to the barn. We milk our cows. I get on a school bus and drive it. My son-in-law goes off to a job all day. When we get home, we're doing the same thing at night. And you're working off-farm jobs to subsidize an operation. And you know, one of the things that I think we need to speak to a little bit is size. I mean, everybody talks about the economy of scale. So the economy of scale is an important factor in any business. But when you're in a business of agriculture like dairy and you're upside down in the market, in other words, you're losing dollars per head per day on your cattle when you're trying to milk them and provide a product to the people to eat, the economy of scale works against you. So the more cows you milk, the more money you're bleeding.
I hear this from New England dairy farmers. I know a lot of them. Well, we don't have many left in Massachusetts. We have about 110 dairy farms left in the whole state, and they're dwindling because at $14 a hundredweight, there's no way. I don't know what it costs you or people down there to make a milk, but up here where I am in Massachusetts, I figure my cost is around $24 a hundredweight. So anybody that's selling for $14 and it costs them $24, doesn't take you long to do the math. It's 28 past the hour.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. You might have heard that a judge in California has ruled that Starbucks and many other coffee retailers may be liable for millions of dollars in fines for not warning customers about possible cancer risks of coffee. A group had sued the retailers, claiming that under a law found only in California, known as Proposition 65, the coffee warnings are required even if there's virtually no cancer risk. What you probably haven't heard is that Proposition 65 has been much more effective in producing warning labels than any kind of health benefits. According to a professor who studied the law, there isn't a single empirical study that demonstrates any public health benefits of Prop 65. Let's be fair, not one study has shown any health benefits of the law. Instead, it just scares consumers and produces ridiculous warnings aimed at fending off lawsuits, like the warning on a metal fishing lure that warns, harmful if swallowed. Unbelievable. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thanks to Luke Bryan for helping us musically get into the mood of what's going on the American Family Farm. The American Family Farmer is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Brian Smith, who has a website and an organization, Americans for Farmers and Families. The website is AmericansForFarmersAndFamilies.com. We've gone through Brian's life, his history, his story as a farmer, what he's experiencing. The trade stories are one. But it's not because of the trade that we're getting 14 bucks a hundredweight. And I don't want people to have that impression, Brian. What we're experiencing is big government and big business, big agribusiness, screwing the American family farmer. That's basically in my mind. Now, that's my read on it. What's yours?
Well, well, there's a lot, I think, going on. And again, you know, we only hear what we're told. And, you know, one of the things we're told is, in the dairy industry, is there's too much milk. You know, so we can't combat that. We can't have the cure being make more milk all the time, you know. In hard times, and we kind of own this, in hard times, dairy farmers have bought into, you know, we're having a tough time. We need to make more milk to make more money to pay for our bills. In good times, you feel like, you know what, now's a good time to grow my business so we make more milk. I think we need to start looking at how we get our inventory back into balance with demand. I think there's a lot of things we can do down that road. I think we need to get children back drinking whole milk. I think whole milk mixed with chocolate is a good, probably the best drink for athletes. You know, if we can get kids back into drinking milk, it would be a great thing.
Why are we having problems? Why do we not have that? How do we get away from that? I still drink chocolate milk, frankly. I was selling on my dairy farm raw milk. And that's the way I got closer to having to pay my bills, when the price went down even to, I think it was $19, and I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore, at least that way. And then I decided I'd sell raw milk on the farm. The product is better. It made me a better farmer, and people loved it. I had clients, customers from 40, 50 miles away that would come to the farm. Well, that was just my way of doing it. But not everybody can do that. In certain circumstances you can, some you can't. And there's a disrespect and a disconnect here, Brian, I think, on the part of the public. The removal from the farm, the removal from the source of the food, makes people not think about what you have to do every day to get that food to them. I think that's part of the problem, don't you?
Well, part of the problem, I think, is because so many farmers now have been pushed out of business. Not everybody has a direct relationship with a farmer. You know, a long time ago, I remember my grandfather telling me that what brought people through the Depression is they came out of the city, they worked on family farms. A lot of those were their own family farms, and they took food back with them to the city and lived for the rest of the week. And he said, you know, if there was a Depression again, we'd be in trouble because not everybody is related to a farmer. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And as far as milk goes, you know, we've robbed so many byproducts out of the milk that we drink and feed our children that it no longer tastes good. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. When people come to your farm and they buy milk from you, it's whole milk, it's good milk, and it tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, so if you put milk back in the schools that has the things in it that make it taste good, kids will drink it.
That's it. And I don't know where some of the smaller co-ops, you probably have them where you are in Pennsylvania. We have them up here, three or four of them, where four or five farmers will get together, they'll pool, they'll produce, they'll pasteurize, and it's a whole different process than what goes on in our neck of the woods. Gorelick is the Dean Foods company, and I don't want to get too inside for people who are locavores. The farmers know that I'm talking about the Suiza family that controls Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America, and they're the ones responsible for the problem, at least their management. And what they do to the milk between the microwaving and the lasering to kill, they are doing a good job of killing the bacteria, the bugs, pasteurizing the milk that way. But they also take all the nutrition out of it. They suck off of these big 40,000 gallon vats that we have up here anyway. They take the cream off, put it in a different vat, sell it off to the ice cream company. And so you don't have much to begin with. And then they, you know, it's water. It's like white milk and white water. There's no nutritional value. There's no taste. There's no nothing to it. And that's why people, the richness of eating, well, I say eating because really I have Jerseys. I don't know what you got on your farm, but the butterfat content is what, and what I put in my ice cream is like 16% butterfat. It gives you something to taste and like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Jerseys on our farm, too, with some Holsteins. We mix them up. But I think for people, you know, that are listening, one of the important things to think about here is that, you know, the United States being able to produce its own food and feeds its own people directly relates to national security. And so the one thing that I think is something that deserves a lot of attention is the fact that the average age of a farmer right now is 60 years old.
Yep.
And 50% of our land mass in the United States could change hands in the next 12 to 15 years. So, you know, we have to keep our farms viable. We have to keep these people and their families farming. And if we don't, our ability to feed our own country and our ability to produce food is going to be jeopardized. And that has ramifications when it comes to national security. You know, and the other thing is the work ethic. The people who are raised on these farms, the people who work hard, they do that. They love that. They'll continue to do that. And they raise kids and grandkids that do the same thing. I hate to see us lose that work ethic, you know. And there's just so many valuable things that relate to farms and family farms. And family farms can be large farms, too. I mean, I have nothing against large farms.
I'm using 800 acres of land to operate. When I was feeding, I had at one point 500 cows, milking a couple of hundred. So it took 800 acres. Now that I don't have that many cows, I'm still feeding, but I also am selling a lot of hay. And we're probably going to do some hemp here. I don't know whether you've looked at that down there. There are a lot of different things that we can do to make our farms viable. I'm going to pause for a moment here. And when we come back, I want to talk specifically about the group Americans for Farmers and Families. Politically, where you are, what do you think that's doing for you and for the rest of us? This resource that you've created here, Americans for Farmers and Families.com. Brian Smith is on the American Family Farmer at 42 past the hour. Here's something that a lot of you have done. Few farmers take a lot of time off. Every once in a while, I talk to somebody who's got a timeshare and they go away maybe a week in the spring and a week in the fall, but they've gone to the same place for 20 years and they don't want to do it anymore. But they still have the timeshare. What do? Well, if you're into this timeshare and you can't wait to get out of it, I'm going to send you to Resort Release. They may, I'm going to put the positive spin on this. You bought something, you liked it when you bought it, maybe there's some fine print there that you don't like, but you've enjoyed it. But now you don't want to be there anymore, and now you need to contact Resort Release to get you out of your contract. When you, I think timeshare has been fun for some people, but then it turns into a nightmare. And so to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare, you need to talk to professionals. And that's what Resort Release is. Call them at 888-277-7245. Find out why they've been able to be so successful with so many thousands of people. They are just like you, didn't like what they had legally, they're all out. And they were all in before. So if you're all in and you want to get all out, call Resort Release. Give you 100% guarantee. If you don't get out permanently, you don't have to pay them. 888-277-7245. Again, the number for Resort Release. Get out of your timeshare. Don't pay a dime anymore. 888-277-7245.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's wet, man. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
46 past the hour now. Brian Smith from Americans for Farmers and Families. What is the organization aiming to do? How many people do you have involved in this? And what are people doing in terms of using you and the organization as a resource? Let's put the story together here, Brian.
Well, you know, so the details, Doug, on Americans for Farmers and Families, I think, first of all, just talks of strength of our nation. You know, when we talk about farmers and families and the family unit, I mean, that's really, I think, the salt of the earth type of people. And so this organization, I think, gives farmers and families a focus, you know, organization of our thoughts and our concerns. And right now our thoughts and our concerns are about NAFTA. And so, you know, AFF is putting together some stats. You know, they talk about the retaliation stats. They talk about farming industry stats, and they just focus our attention on, I think, what's important right now at this time. Once we get past NAFTA, hopefully NAFTA 2.0 comes in to be something that's meaningful for farmers, even more meaningful than NAFTA's been in the past. And, you know, I would imagine this group will move on to something else that's important for farmers. So it's just a good group, I think, to create the fact that we care. We want to be here. We think that we're important. We think that farmers to this nation, again, directly relate to our national security and our ability to have jobs and a sustainable economy.
One of the things that I like about this organization, the focus on the farming community. I was reading in one of the trades about the Young Farmers Coalition in Vermont. Other states have it as well. Bringing people together, telling the story, educating those people who are using your product. What do you think about the politics of all of this? Farmers all over the country supported Donald Trump. I haven't been too impressed, frankly. I look at some stuff in the tax law and some other things that are important, I think, to farmers. There's, I hope, more good than bad to it. But are you concerned about the direction that his agriculture department is going?
Well, you know, So again, I supported Donald Trump, and I think that, you know, I have to admit that when I'm haggling on the price of a cow and a cattle dealer comes in the barn, you know, right away, I don't bow down and tell him I'll take what you'll give me. I demand a certain price, and I think all of us that haggle can understand that. We have a changing face of the presidency, just as like we have a changing face of agriculture that we have to deal with. So, you know, I'm trying not to be too critical, and I am expecting that we're all pulling into the harness in the same direction and trying to get a better NAFTA. Mm-hmm. It does concern me at times. I have to be honest with you. When I see tariffs and I see that, you know, Wisconsin particularly is in jeopardy, and they talk about pork and soybeans and some of the product that we need to move, like cranberries, it's concerning. But
it is. Yeah. Well, you tell a good story, and farmers survive with good storytellers. Brian, thank you. Brian Smith, check out the Americans for Farmers and Families.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information while diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to the farm.
Continuing now on the American Family Farmer, I have some thoughts on carbon emissions, biofuels, things that are impacting us, even the NAFTA thing. And the trade discussions and what that means to the future of biofuels and the whole business about carbon, where it goes, where it comes from. I have my thoughts on that in a few minutes. I want to remind you now, if you're a farmer and you have, as we were just talking to this gentleman that was on with us before, a .com website, perhaps you'd like to separate your thing. I find the folks at easyemail.tech to be fabulous. You can have an email. For example, my farm is called Eastley Farm. I can have EastleyFarm.tech. I can have EastleyFarm.cow, EastleyFarm.farm. You can have anything you want now in the new world of easy technology. EasyEmail.tech. This is a very simple process, very low cost. You can email them today at easyemail.tech, or you can call them 844-344-7607. My message here is to tell you, you don't have to use easleyfarm.com or .org or whatever it is. It could be easleyfarm.ag. That'd be cool. If you wanted, I'm just using my farm as an example, but your farm, you want it to stand out, get a different web handle. It's very good for marketing. And you get it by calling Easy Email at 844-344-7607. It's a U.S.-based company. people that you can actually understand when you call them will answer the phone. That's seems almost like an impossibility these days. Call them now for your new website, 844-344-7607. I should say web, your web, not your website, but your web address. 844-344-7607. Embrace your uniqueness with a unique email address.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, 46 past the hour. The escalating trade dispute between our country and China has been stealing headlines in the mainstream news media for the past month or so. How does it affect you, these tariffs? And when it comes down to ethanol, the export market, very interesting to see or kind of track what the suggestions are. China's announcement it's going to enforce 15% duties on U.S. products. They've said they were. I think this is just negotiating on both sides, frankly. Trump loves to do this, throw something at the wall and see if it sticks. But in the meantime, it gives us a chance to think about something that has been fairly controversial in the recent history of American farming, and that's ethanol, corn-based ethanol, how much it costs to make it, the pros and cons. I think we need to have a real discussion about biofuels. We need to have a real conversation about corn-based ethanol. There are a lot of other things you can use to build it, to grow it, but there's no, we're by growing corn and using it for ethanol, we replace 200 million barrels of imported oil every year. When you think about that, $60 or whatever it is for a gallon, that's a big savings, $15-16 billion. So those of you who are critics, or you hear people who are critical of ethanol or biofuels, they don't really realize the impact it has economically. But what they also don't recognize or understand is that the carbon is very important. Mother Nature has done a fabulous job at engineering our planet. So even though people complain about the gaseous barrier that encircles the Earth, Mother Nature's grand design was that once sunlight hit the surface of the Earth, it would be reflected back into space. It's also absorbed in the photosynthetic process. We need more green, trees, plants, gardens, whatever, to suck up the CO2. That's what it does. And that's why we need to continue with what we're doing, frankly, and make the deals with the Chinese and others that we need to have so that we're protected, but we still have big customers.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.